closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
At some point soon, I get to start talking about the Green Bay Packers. I mean, we're getting to that point. Just a couple weeks. When our sports guy here in Green Bay gets back from vacation, you'll know. He takes his yearly hiatus. He has like a two-week window or a three-week window to get in all his vacation. Yeah, 3 weeks. And, oh, yeah, and even the LPGA event even messed that up. So, yeah, 2 weeks. Wow. Anyway, I don't know. I have a weird good feeling. Don't know why. I just do. Anyway, I had mentioned that the topic upcoming in this segment would be a particular of interest to you folks listening to WHBL Sheboygan, but I don't want to give it your shrift. This is a topic that is a certainly interest anyone who lives in Lake Michigan Shoreline County in Wisconsin, and I even think it goes beyond that. It deals with the EPA non-attainment, that ozone, air quality, your air doesn't meet their standards, so it puts onerous restrictions on that county. But, and this is where you can talk about climate change, anything else, where people believe all science is exact science. It isn't. And that's where it becomes, where science becomes an article of faith for a lot of people. Now, our friends at Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty yesterday released a study on this. They call it Wisconsin's No Growth Zone, the impact of the Clean Air Act on Sheboygan County. And it is a lakeshore county that has been the hardest hit thus far, but there could be more to come. Joining us now to discuss this is Will's Jake Curtis. Jake, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on, Jerry.
Okay, so run us through basically the regulation, the law that we're talking about, and what you folks found.
Sure, and that was a very good, introduction to the topic. It is a complicated topic, but I guess I'm proof that I really had no background in environmental law, but kind of quickly studied up and became familiar with this issue, particularly with our help from our friends at the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, WMC, that have been looking at this issue for, frankly, years. And you really introduced it well. Basically, the Clean Air Act has obviously environmental regulations that significantly impact counties along the shores of Lake Michigan. And basically, they have these attainment levels, and they monitor the air. And so, again, it gets really technical, but at the end of the day, there's basically these numbers that jurisdictions, in our case counties, have to meet in order to avoid additional regulations. And so in 2008, there's a set of standards that came out regarding ozone. And the number, and again, this gets really technical, but at the end of the day, it's pretty easy to understand. There's a number, 75 parts per billion. So basically, that's a number your listeners need to keep in mind. 2008 standard, 75 parts per billion. Okay. It's just a number, and it's monitored in each county, and there's a kind of a pollutant level, and that's kind of how the regulation is applied. And in 2015, there was a new standard, and the standard actually dropped down to 70 parts per billion. Well, you know, there's smart folks out there that can debate whether or not those are the right numbers. We don't even get into that report. The number, you know, the standard is what the standard is. So again, 2008, 75 parts per billion. 2015, 70 parts per billion. The problem that we discovered was, and again, this was with the help of many other people, the WMC, even, you know, Jerry, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners will cringe, but the DNR, historically, maybe hasn't been all that helpful, but in this case, they've actually done a really good job of trying to collect, assist the counties in collecting the best data possible. And that's really the problem here. Because, see, what the EPA has done through the Clean Air Act is they've mandated that these states collect this data. Well, I think everybody would agree, let's collect the best data available.
Yeah.
Again, we're not arguing in our report that the standards should be changed. But if the number is 70 or 75, depending on which year you're looking at, let's make sure we're collecting the best data possible. And what happened, what's happening here in Sheboygan County is there's two monitors, two physical locations where monitors are placed in the county. And they're just kind of little scientific-looking boxes that basically they just sit in the ground and they monitor the air. The problem is there was really not a lot of thought given to where these monitors should be placed. And, and particularly those folks in Sheboygan County, you obviously know your county. If you can kind of picture the county, the kind of the main metro area, Sheboygan, Sheboygan Falls is kind of right in the middle of the county there. Well, one monitor is to the southeast. One is to the northwest. The problem is the EPA is only taking the data from the monitor to the south. If you look at airflow in Sheboygan County, all the pollutants that this monitor is picking up are not pollutants being generated by Sheboygan County. And again, our report goes into this in great detail. And there's in addition to WMC, there's a lot of working groups that have looked at this. NASA has a monitoring station in Sheboygan County, or at least they did last month, picking up data. And what we're seeing is that there's a lot of pollutants that get blown up from places like Chicago, Gary, Indiana. They kind of collect over Lake Michigan. And then obviously on warm days, they essentially, it's kind of like almost an oven concept that they get baked over the lake and they get blown into Sheboygan County. But again, if people can visualize this, the problem is these pollutants are getting picked up by the monitor that's to the south. In other words, it's picking up all these pollutants that are not from Sheboygan County. And what makes this really interesting is the monitor to the north of Sheboygan that's actually picking up the accurate data from the city and from the urban area in Sheboygan. In other words, the if there are any manufacturers actually emitting pollutants, they're going to be picked up by this northern monitor. It's in attainment. So in other words, the EPA is focusing on a monitor that's picking up pollutants from outside of Wisconsin, and the monitor that's actually collecting the accurate data in Sheboygan is being ignored by EPA.
It's
a real problem.
When you say the south, it's actually almost on the lake shore, isn't it?
Well, so that's another important point that you've picked up on. So this monitor to the south is, I mean, it's yards off of the bluff. It's basically on the shore line. The other monitor to the north is, I believe, 3.2 miles inland. And that might not sound like a lot, but it's significant. And again, we go into the report citing some really smart folks that can kind of break this down. But basically, it's kind of common sense. Particles are going to move quickly over water, right? There's nothing to stop them. And so this monitor to the south is immediately picking up all these particles. Well, the monitor to the north and the west of downtown Sheboygan, again, it's 6 miles to the north, 3.2 miles off the coast. These particles essentially get broken down. And so by the time that they meet this monitor, again, the readings are significantly lower than the other monitor. So you make a very important point that they're called riparian monitors. When these monitors are right next to the lake, it's picking up all these particles off of Lake Michigan that are getting blown in, frankly, from other states, whereas monitors that are located further inland often generate readings well within attainment.
So, bottom line, Sheboygan is getting punished for someone else's air pollution. What are the economic and regulatory and thereby economic impacts of non-attainment?
Another good question and something else that we go to in great detail in our report. You know, there are a list of consequences that we have in our report. There's impacts to economic development. I previously worked for State Senator Strobel, so I'm familiar with the issues in Sheboygan County. I know Highway 23 is a big deal. There have been lots of delays. You have a federal judge that has delayed the project. Well, This is another federal issue. One of the consequences of a non-attainment zone is that federal highway and other transit funding can be affected. The EPA can actually come in and alter or delay projects in non-attainment areas. There are emission offsets. That's something we talk about in detail in our report. It's basically a credit system, and this is where we really came up with the concept, and again, with our assistance from our friends at the WMC, this concept of a no-growth zone. And that's something I want to point out specifically. One of the responses we've gotten is, well, look at all this development in Sheboygan County. And there has been development, and it's wonderful. The problem is we've encouraged folks to look specifically at, you know, industry by industry. Sheboygan County is heavily impacted by the manufacturing sector. I believe Congressman Grossman notes that it's about 37% of the economy is impacted in one way or another by the manufacturing sector. Well, if you're, and some of the companies we looked at, Plymouth Foam, Sheboygan Paint, companies, manufacturers that really are intensely focused on a production process that can potentially emit sources of pollutants. And again, we've looked at these companies, and they're doing a great job of doing everything they can to, you know, keep a clean environment. The problem is with when you're in a non-attainment, if you want to expand, if you want to grow your facility, if you want to add physical footprint, if you want to add output, you actually have to go and find an offset somewhere else. I mean, if it sounds like cap and trade, it kind of is, whether or not that's what they're calling it. But so, for example, if you're a manufacturer and you want to add 2,000, you know, whatever the measurement would be of volume increase in your production, you have to go find, it's a ratio and it gets really complicated, but basically you have to go and using credits, purchasing credits, go find an offset somewhere else. Either somebody isn't increasing their volume, or you might have a manufacturer that unfortunately is no longer operational. And the problem is for permitting, if you can't find those offsets, if you can't use those credits to find an offset, you can't grow.
Yeah.
And so as we point out, and this is something else I wanted to note, we have a really nice video that's gone along with this report, which is available on our website. And we go through this kind of, I guess, in an easier to digest format. But if you can't find these credits, you simply can't expand. And so if you're a manufacturer in Sheboygan County and you want to grow and you can't access these other credits, you can't expand or grow. That's a problem.
Talking with Jay Curtis of Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Final question, but I think it's a very important one. So particularly if folks are listening in other lakeshore counties, they need to understand this does not just impact Sheboygan and other counties are at peril here.
Right. Another section I report, and so another good point you raise. Remember when we first started talking, I mentioned two standards. There's a 2008 standard and there's a 2015 standard. And obviously the regulations don't come into effect immediately. There's kind of a lag time. So the 2015 standards that drops the acceptable level to about 70 parts per billion, those standards are kicking in over the next 12 to 18 months. And they are going to affect, I mean, the numbers are already out there. They're going to affect counties like Ozaukee, Manitowoc, and Door. You know, we wanted to focus on Sheboygan, but frankly, Door County is another great example. I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with Door. I've certainly gone up there with my family. It's a beautiful place, lots of, you know, bed and breakfast, wineries, not a lot of manufacturing, right?
Right.
Their numbers are off the charts.
Yeah.
Well, again, if you've been following what we've been talking about with these pollutants getting blown over Lake Michigan from other places like Chicago, it kind of makes sense that Door County's numbers would not be all that compliant, because, frankly, they're the little thumb that sticks out into Green Bay and Lake Michigan, right? And so all these pollutants are getting blown directly over Door County. And so their numbers, I mean, we've seen some numbers where they're at 78, 79, almost 80. And so, again, if the acceptable level is 70, they're not going to be an attainment. And so this is a problem. And particularly if you think about a place like Door County that doesn't have much manufacturing, if you're getting affected by pollutants from outside your county, you really don't even have any way to lower your numbers if you're not actually emitting it. So, frankly, there's nothing they can even do about it. And so that's why we've looked at how the EPA is actually collecting the data. And they need to do so, number one, using the best data possible and using the best monitors. But they also need to take into consideration and factor in if a county is being affected by pollutants from outside the state. Yep. They can't do anything about it. And so as part of the administrative process, EPA needs to take that into consideration. Because if you as you pointed out, they're being affected by pollutants that they are not generating.
Yeah, you're getting blamed for someone else's problem. We are out of time, but it becomes your problem. Jake Curtis from Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Jerry.
You bet. It's just patently unfair, and it's junk science. I'll have a couple more thoughts on it in 5 minutes. It's 10:21.
The Jerry Bader Show.